The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Wednesday, the 2nd of August.
Oh, man. Guess what's happening in 3 days?
We're not going to talk about it.
I can talk about it.
7:05 in the morning.
You're going to squat, stomp me down?
No, we never do that. One.
I just say.
You know what? I could.
You can't stop down.
I'm gonna slap you, and then you would say
you are not.
Well, I would never. I could say that I never have. But no. If I did, I know that some point. And Liam, this is for you.
I'm listening.
You've got to go to sleep, and when you go to sleep, just
it's
remember
true.
This: when you go to sleep,
you do not want to tick off a snook.
You have lost control of your life.
You will never sleep with your arms over your head again.
Are you kidding? You won't be able to move your arm. Your
anyway, no, that's not physical harm.
7:06.
Can I just finish on why August 2nd is so important?
No, because, yes, do whatever you want.
Can I have a smile on your face when I'm saying that? Because people say, we love to hear your banter. Well, I'm going to say right now, my husband, Carl Bott, is having a very milestone birthday on Saturday.
I'm going to be 60.
So on Friday... It's time to roast.
What do you mean?
I will be here. No, I want people to call
You're
in.
You're going
to
be here? I'm sure. That's...
No, I'm not on my way somewhere
twice in a row.
Taking care of leaky pipes or driving down to take care of elderly parents or
horses.
You know, just whatever. No. But anyway, Friday, we're going to be doing Roast Carl Bott Day. So I hope that you have your you allocate time. In the morning.
To do what?
To call up.
To say nasty things?
Yes. All those bottled up emotions for the last. It's your time to let it rip.
She sounds really hot today. Her voice.
Thank you.
Is it just, well, you always are, but.
No, I have my sound turned up and I'm not sure why, well, but.
Yesterday they were turning things up and down. So anyway,
we're always,
but it's kind of like.
We're always adjusting.
We're always adjusting because people are always in here. In the evenings, because we have lots of shows. Now, that sounds... Talk to me a little bit.
All right, so...
Okay, that sounds okay.
Anyway, 7:07 in the morning, and you were starting to say this.
The news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. And then Liam is at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
See, now, Liam set a new world's record today. From the time you woke up to the time you were in here, took how long?
9 minutes. I can tell you what I was dreaming about, too. I was tide pooling and I found an octopus.
You were tide pooling and you found an octopus.
That was my dream.
Perhaps it has something to do with being hugged by your girlfriend. Who knows?
Have
you thought of that?
I haven't, no.
Have you seen that movie? I think everyone must watch this movie called My Octopus. I think it's My Octopus Teacher.
My Octopus Teacher.
And,
it's a documentary.
It's now out on Netflix. I can't remember when and how I saw it, but somebody told you about it,
and then you found it. Or maybe you just found it yourself.
No, I happened upon it, and then I just went, oh, my gosh. I mean, it's a great story of a man who was fried and frayed from an intense life of business. And I just went and kind of checked out for a while. And the way he did that is that he was a diver. And he went back to, I think, a place that he grew up or
like New Zealand or something.
Somewhere.
Something like that.
And ended up, he documented this. And he was a free diver. So it wasn't like he.
He did not have tanks on.
No.
So everything happened while he was free diving or with a snorkel.
And it was such a, it's a beautiful, beautiful story that I told you 2 years ago, everybody must have that in their Christmas stocking as far as the DVD about really bringing you back to nature, bringing you back to the energy of the life force that we live on this beautiful planet. And even, I just want to, can I just take a minute here and talk about, like, my brother's a doctor, and we were talking the other day because I was back in Sacramento with, you know, trying to, you know, to do some things to help with my parents. And I called my brother and said, you know, Dad has got blah, blah, blah. And he proceeded to say, you know, in all my years of practicing medicine, what you learn in medical school isn't everything. Sometimes you just don't know. And then we proceeded to talk about the miracle of the body. And, you know, if we just stop for a minute and we think about that, they say that every 7 years your body recreates its cells.
Regenerates
and that
itself.
Our body is a fabulous miracle in how you can heal yourself. And, you know, we talk about that with prescriptions, and one prescription leads you to another prescription. And basically, you've got doctors who have, you don't really know what one thing is going to do until you take it and you see, is it working or does it have side effects? And so you can't prescribe the same thing for everybody, although that oftentimes happens. So my point is we're going back to the octopus, my teacher, is that there's right here on our planet, in the ocean, this world we live in, there's several miracles that happen every single day. And then you turn on the news.
And then you turn on the news.
Then you turn on the news and you just feel like it just changes the outlook.
I get the record search light online every day. And there was a big, and we're going to talk about the event at the Board of Supervisors. Two things happened there that we're going to talk about after we get back from the break. But it's not in my record search light. I've got to find out which football players made the Redding Area Top 100 list. Okay. They are talking about what we're going to talk about today, about the jail, about a fire that happened yesterday on Cypress and Bocelli, and resulted, I think, in a total loss of two homes there, or empty homes. But nothing on anything else that happened in the Board of Supervisors, and some things in here that are 6, 7, 8 months old. And I don't understand that, because your daily one, I would think, would kind of hit with your headlines, kind of like the KRCR does. Because mm-hmm. I go to KRCR to find that article that I thought would be in the paper. Mm-hmm. I'm not slamming the paper, because we know what's happening with Gannett. And we know that is trickling down quickly to local papers, where they've let people off. They're all working out of an office about the size of the studio. That's an exaggeration. they have, sort of, you know, I think their people are good people. I just think there's so few of them to try and get all this stuff done. Hell, Silas Lyons is watching over 3 or 4 newspapers in California. I don't know if they've given him his own plane or a really good gas account just to get there.
Well, meanwhile, as we turn on the news, or we're looking at the news, or we're listening to news,
yeah.
I think about Liam and the age of Liam, and I think about where we are in our age in life and what we see and what we have seen, and that Liam is just of an age to vote. So what he sees from his perspective in his generation, and what we see in the America as far as our leadership, and what we can't, it's like in each way you turn, it's disgusting. Anywhere you turn with the leadership that has been voted in or past voted in is disgusting.
And then Liam today made me really feel my birthday coming up. Because we were talking about selling footwear, selling shoes. And I said, yeah, they could become the Al Bundy of Redding. And he looks at me. And I said, you know, Al Bundy? No. Married with Children?
I know Ted Bundy.
Mm.
No, not Ted Bundy. This is Al Bundy. They were on the air for like, what, 8 years, something like
married
that?
With and children.
Married with Children. And I said, have you ever heard of it? And he goes, no. At that point, Liam, You drove a stake into my chest.
It was
when I realized that was it that long ago? I mean, it is still on YouTube and it is still being played in reruns everywhere, and he's unaware of it. But then Ian, you don't watch much TV, do you?
Not particularly. No.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, we got to take a break here.
This generation, I don't think, watches TV. I think this younger generation, the Liam generation coming up, that that are job hunting, looking for affordable housing, can't find it, trying to figure out their leadership, where they're going, are a different generation. 7:15 in the morning, we got to take a break.
Okay, today at Ready Rancheria, starting at 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. today, is they're going to have the Ready Rancheria free health event down there. health screenings. They're going to have about 100 vendors. All of this has to do about learning about your health with local vendors' health and wellness representatives. And get your screenings done and much more. And it's free. You can get, blood pressure done, body fat analysis, body mass index, smoking, / vaping cessation, diabetes pre-screen, and much more. That's going to be today out at Wind River in their event center. And that starts at 9 o'clock and it goes till 2. And a reminder that next week, a week from today, at the Reading School of the Arts, the city is having another community session for the general plan information. This plan is going to be what it looks like, Reading will look like in 20 to 25 years. So they're going to be talking about the riverfront project, trails, parks, all of this stuff. If you want to have an input, and everybody's excited about this, if you want to have an input, head on down to Reading School of the Arts a week from today, and we're going to talk about it more. The other thing is that the first Friday of each month, they have the Shasta Marines and Friends Luncheon. It's going to be at Country Waffles. It starts at 11:30. All veterans are invited. They sit down there, and some of the guys come in from the vet's home, and other veterans come around. They just have lunch, and they talk about events that are happening in the area. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Oh, my little girl.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Wind River Resort and Casino is looking for participants to join us for our first annual Beans and Brew Chili Cook-Off. This event will take place in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Saturday, October 21st. For more information on the Chili Cook-Off, contact Group Sales at 530-339-7412 or email events at windriver.com. Participants must register before Saturday, September 30th to be eligible to participate in the Chili Cook-Off. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs. Hey, Reading, don't miss out on our Burger Basket Diner deal. Here for the summer only. Get your paws on a single, double, or triple burger and fries any time of the day. For an added treat, make it a combo with a specially priced hand-scooped ice cream milkshake. Open daily, so come on in and feed your inner bear at the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner. Riverfront Playhouse presents The Rainmaker, a romantic comedy by N. Richard Nash and directed by Aaron Haney Stewart. A charming con man comes to a drought-stricken town, offering hope for rain and sparking a transformative journey of love and self-discovery for its inhabitants. June 28th through August 13th at the Riverfront Playhouse in downtown. Tickets are available at riverfrontplayhouse.net or Enjoy the Store Reading. The Rainmaker is sponsored by this station and other pro-arts businesses.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 2nd of August. 7:21 or more. Did we do the weather? I think we forgot because we were chit-chatting.
Oh, my goodness. All right, today's going to be 97. Sunny and hot with winds to about 5 to 10 miles per hour this afternoon. Mostly clear skies tonight, overnight lows of 64. Tomorrow calls for sunny once again with our 95 of the highest temperature and overnight lows of 65. Now, as we get through the weekend, we are now once again up into triple digits with Friday of around 100 degrees, 5 to 8 miles per hour of winds, and Friday night clear with around 70. Saturday, 104, and Sunday, 108. So be careful with that hot weather if you're traveling. You want to be out in the morning weather and in the morning skies, if you know what I mean, before you're traveling in the heat of the day. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our friends down in Anderson, a veteran-owned business, locally owned and operated, where they always give to seniors and veterans that special discount.
There you go. At the Shasta Board of Supervisors yesterday, two things happened. I'll start with the one where city leaders of Anderson came in. I saw Mike DeQuisto there. So it's all city leaders from all around here pleading to open up that third jail level. And here's my question, and I understand it. We all say the same thing. The police say the same thing. The sheriff says the same thing. We need to open up that jail level. We talk about if we had a brand new jail right now, we still wouldn't have enough people. I mean, if it's brand new, we still couldn't have enough people, enough staff to open it. And now we're, you know, with the new courthouse, now they've got, I guess the marshals do it, so it doesn't impact on the sheriffs, but they still have to bring the inmates down, get them loaded into the van and all that. Okay. Here's the thing. Everybody wants this open. Sheriff Johnson made a statement. We hired 45 people last year, year and a half. Lost 48.
What?
Yeah, lost 48. And here's the reason. It's because they're shorthanded. Even when you're hiring them, they're working such long hours. They are everybody's on overtime. They can't get days off. They can't go on vacations. And so what happens? Mama or Papa at home says, hey, you can do better. And they can. They can go and be hired in Reading Police, Anderson Police, Tehama Sheriff's Office, anywhere. They can go and get hired and not have to move. And they get out of the jail. So here's the problem is we don't have enough people. This is what Sheriff Johnson says. We do multi-state recruiting. I have urged that they just live down at the Camp Pendleton and at the Navy bases and Air Force bases. They ought to have somebody be down there because they do that transition. And there, you know, thousands of service men and women are leaving the service every month. Well, several hundred, I'm sure. I'm not sure it's thousands. But to have something down there say, use your training, come to work up here, get hired, you know, blah, 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 blah. You can live up in a great place, you know, all the good things about it. But they're recruiting 45 people, but lost 48. So here's my question to the city of Reading and the city of Anderson. What are you doing? What are you doing about it? You're complaining, but what are you doing? How are you helping us get that jail open?
Well, that would be something.
They could, here's
the last time we had the mayor of Anderson or
we
the,
need to, well,
and reaching out, maybe this is a call to reach out to the Anderson leadership, which just is like 10 miles from them. I mean, it's like our neighboring.
How about the city of Reading? What are you doing? Has it come to the time that you have a temporary stopgap where you offer up trained officers to go into the jail to open up that? How many staff does it take to run a wing of the jail or a floor of the jail? I don't know. So I shouldn't ask questions I don't know the answer to. But let's just say it's 20. Can between Anderson and Reading, can they come up with 10 officers to help with that? And I know, but see, which opens up all kinds of problems there too. I know that. Has it come to the point we need to have a private security take over it? That you hire a company and you pay them this much money and then they run the jail under the leadership of the sheriff's office. And then you take a look at that and figure out the money you've saved from, you know, retirements, insurance, all of those things, because that company takes it over. I mean, we have private companies, security companies all over the United States that do big jobs. Well, they even have them run prisons. You know, they have those privately owned prisons, which people are outlawing. What about taking the guards and people like from that or that company and saying, we want you to run our county jail? Have they even looked at it? And what would the cost be? But look at, you know, it may be higher up front, but on the back end, you save all the retirements, all the medical insurance, all of that stuff. You don't have to pay that. Has anybody even looked at that? I don't know. I'm going to talk. And by the way, Chief Shuler's going to be here today.
All right.
But I can tell you the problem with saying, okay, Chief Shuler says, okay, I've got five officers I'm going to offer up to the jail. Here's the problem with that. One, people don't join the Reading Police Department to work in the jail, okay? Two, their pay is totally different, I think, than the jail staff. So those are two problems right there. I joined the Reading Police Department to be a policeman on the streets of Reading. Okay, for 6 months or a year, you're going to work in that jail to understand how it works and all that, and you're going to have that job. You know, is that even plausible? I don't know if it is. To me, something that really needs to be looked at is bringing in an outside agency to staff it and run it under the supervision, the close supervision of the sheriff's office. So there, I've solved your problem. Thank you. Let's take an early break.
I've got.
And I've been thinking about this because we hire contractors to do very dangerous jobs and very important jobs. The United States government hires contractors to do these jobs. And yes, they get paid more up front. But anything happens, it's on the company. It's on the company. If any of our guys got hurt, the company has to get them back. The company is the one that pays them. The company is the one that takes care of everything like that, the admin. They, you know, if they have a 401, we don't care about that once you hire the company to do it. Is that feasible? And maybe they have already looked into it. I don't, you know, Sheriff Johnson can only do so much. If he's hiring 45 people and 48 leave, it's got to be part of his working conditions. If he hired 60 and 48 left, it would get better. But how many people can you hire? All right. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, our bank. And we like Cornerstone Community Bank. They started 16 years ago. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. They have two branches right here in Reading, one on 1845 California Street, the main branch down on Hartnell Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center, and newest branch there on Ventura Street in Anderson. Sponsor for many local organizations and events. They have a show here on our station on the second Tuesday second Wednesday of the month. So they'll be in here next month or next week. All right, 7:29 in the morning here on the 2nd of August. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Wings of Summer Butterfly House is open now at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil enclosed garden, perfect for all ages and nature enthusiasts. Come find your favorite butterfly species using our ID cards as you make your way through this peaceful exhibit filled with fluttering winged friends. Presented by Weichart Realtors, Domke and Associates. Open now through August 13th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
And good morning and welcome back to our hump day.
We haven't played that lately.
Actually, it's August 2nd, KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. It's going to be a beautiful day. We're also streaming online at KCNR1460.com. So you said this next break we were going to talk about some...
Yeah, but this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Horst, Fixed my windshield a couple weeks ago. And again, it's one of those things you can't see. It doesn't take a chance on your safety. This guy is the ultimate when it comes to fixing your windshields for chips or cracks up to 2.5 feet in length. Jeff can do it. Cars, trucks, RVs with the huge windshields. For a free inspection and analysis, take your vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street or give them a call at 241-8373. Veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally operated, been in the business a couple of decades. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Yeah. Okay. The second thing is, was something else that happened at the Board of Supervisors meeting. And I don't have all the statements from everybody. But Kevin Cry said he had irrefutable evidence of the DA not doing what they should do, and they should have gone to a criminal case, and instead they went to a civil case. And I'm not sure what the irrefutable evidence is. He showed a couple of videos, and he held up some papers. I couldn't read the papers from there. I don't know what that is. Then Mary Rickert said, well, did you call the DA? And he said, no. And she said, well, you're saying these things. Why didn't you call the DA? Maybe there's an explanation. Maybe there's, you know, something that well, I've researched this. My lawyers looked at it. But did you call the DA? And the answer was no. And then the DA put out a statement saying they'd gone through this. They'd, you know, that the first judge had said that, yeah, okay, you can move forward. Second judge said, no, that wasn't enough the way I understand it. It's going to take me today to probably get all the stuff together to be able to talk about it tomorrow. I had a little frog in my throat. Do you know what they say in France? You have a cat in your throat. Started back in the 1830s with that phrase, frog in your throat. Yeah, I looked it up. Anyway,
are you
going
serious?
Back. Serious. I am as serious.
Well, you know, I believe in all the weird stuff.
Is a fat horse going to the hay pile.
Frog. So because the frogs are French.
Well, in so France, they call it a cat in your
right,
throat.
So because,
let's go back.
All right.
Let's go back to this.
So I want to change the subject
here,
so badly. You have no idea.
What we have here is a supervisor saying that the DA has done these things that are, in his opinion, if what I get it wrong. And the DA saying, nope, that's just the way we did. Now, the question are the questions about where the, how the money was distributed. A lot of questions about that has started coming up. Where the money went to, the amounts of money, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But before people say anything, they ought to have, we'll have the DA on again, and she can explain to everybody how it happened. She kind of explained it last time. She said this is what the families wanted. This is, you know, they wanted to support these. Those were her words. And then, you know, but then people questioned that.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. But going back to this, so when he wanted an outside counsel to look at this, Kevin Cry, the board did not go along with him on that.
Okay.
So I'm not even sure what the purpose was, but maybe we'll have Kevin on. Just say, Kevin, what's going on here? So that
all
was
right.
A good question by Rickert, though. Did you talk to the DA?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You know, of course, we know about Trump's indictment on criminal charges. We know we've heard about that. And it's with the help of six co-conspirators. That is number one in the news. But number two, the heat wave that's going on in Phoenix. High temperature peaked under 110 degrees for the first time in a month. It's been a year of abnormalities. Really? Just a testament to see how strange this year has been, according to the meteorologists of the National Weather Service office in Phoenix. There's still been baking and digit temperatures. And there's heat alerts in more than 50 million people from the southern plains to lower Mississippi. So that's happening. Immigration. The number of migrants crossing the treacherous Darien Gap, a mountainous rainforest region that connects South and Central America, has broken a new record. There have been 248,901 crossings so far this year. An immigration official in Panama said surpassing the 248,284 crossings that occurred in all of 2022. Their 37-mile hike through the Darien Gap brings migrants from Colombia to Panama and is a crucial passage for those hoping to reach the U.S. and Canada. Around 20% of the people making the dangerous trek are children and adolescents. Authorities say this comes as many human rights advocates say migrants who fled danger in their home countries are living in limbo in Mexico as they wait for their asylum claims to be processed. Number four, vaccines. Major U.S. pharmacy chains are rolling out flu and RSV vaccine appointments ahead of the fall respiratory virus season. Anyone 3 or older can get a flu shot, and adults 60 and older are eligible for the RSV vaccine. Pharmacies including Rite Aid, CVS, and Walgreens say they will also offer the new COVID-19 vaccine once they're available, but the FDA will have to authorize or approve them first, and the CDC will have to recommend them. In June, the FDA recommended that COVID-19 vaccine manufacturers make single-strain booster shots for this fall and winter that would target the Omicron subvariant XBB.1.5. The new COVID-19 vaccines, which could be ready by September, will be made available directly from the manufacturer as part of the commercial market rather than through U.S. government. Number five, Supreme Court. Approval ratings of the U.S. Supreme Court remain at record low levels, a new Gallup poll shows. The court's current 40% approval rating is based on a Gallup poll conducted in July, just after the High Court finished another blockbuster term, deciding that colleges could no longer use race as a factor in deciding admissions, striking down President Joe Biden's student loan forgiveness plan and ruling in two major voting rights cases. Many Americans are also closely divided on Justice Clarence Thomas as the court continues to issue controversial opinions and is hit with criticism about ethics standards. On average, 51% have approved of the Supreme Court over the past 23 years, but opinions differ starkly by political party. 62% of Republicans versus 17% of Democrats approve the job the court is doing.
Well, surprise, surprise, surprise.
And also Bed Bath & Beyond is back. A digital-only version of the retailer launched on Tuesday, a month after Overstock.com by Bed Bath & Beyond bought them out of bankruptcy. And you'll love this. The Mega Millions jackpot rises to $1.25 billion.
Okay. All right. It's enough now that I'm going to go out and spend $5. I'm going to spend $5. How about you, Liam? You going to spend $1 on this? Maybe two?
Maybe three.
Maybe three. Okay, Liam. Couple. I'm taking care of you, man, if I win.
Perfect.
Okay. I expect it to be reciprocal.
It will be.
I know it will be. I know the first thing you do. Oh, no. No, I don't anymore. No, I don't anymore. If you win that. Okay. We talked about this the other day. Mm. Liam and I really enjoy this, talking about what would happen. I did say that after you take care of yourself and, you know, blah, 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 your kids, Linda and I have said we would set up a foundation to give away every dollar of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, for the future. And finally, this guy named Thor.
Thor.
Well, Thor Peterson left his job, girlfriend, and family behind in Denmark to embark on an epic journey. His goal? To visit every country in the world without flying. Peterson set three cardinal rules for himself. He'd spend at least 24 hours in each nation, live off a budget of roughly $20 a day, and resist returning home until he finished. On May 24th, that day finally came after nearly 10 years of travel. Peterson successfully visited. I wonder if his girlfriend waited. Visited his 203rd and final country, the Maldives, and began his long-awaited voyage back to Denmark. It would have been easier to fly, of course, but he wanted to bring the project in full circle. This is going to be, I'm sure, a wonderful documentary, a book. There's a historical sense of returning home by ship. People can see it on the horizon and stand and wave as I come down the gangway. Peterson, who has been traveling as a goodwill ambassador for the Danish Red Cross, and that seems like an appropriate way to complete the project. So after celebrating in the Maldives, the 44-year-old backtracked and met Malaysia via Sri Lanka to board the massive, MV Milan Maersk, a container ship stretching roughly 1,310 feet long, or about the size of 3.6 soccer fields, for the 33-day voyage home. That's amazing. Even if I broke my leg at a point, I would make it home. There are no snakes, wild dogs.
He traveled to every country in the world?
Every country in the world. It took 10 years on $20 a day and did not fly.
So he just started walking. Okay.
Well, he
didn't
ships.
Fly. Well, he had to take ships and boats. Yeah, I didn't fly. No, I was going to say that might make it a little hard. $20 a day. That was his average, $20 a day.
Those are the
days he didn't spend any money. Other days he may have spent $100. So, but it was just an average of $20. But travel, how long did it take? 10 years.
10 years. 24 hours in each nation. Okay. That was his promise. Live off a budget of roughly $20 a day and resist returning home until he finished.
He never came home during that whole time?
No.
I imagine his family might have traveled and so he was in England, right? They could have flown over and seen him and visited him. Yeah, put him up in a hotel, made sure he had a shower before they
he worked in shipping and logistics, which turned out to be an invaluable expertise when planning the complex route and adapting on the road. In fact, he didn't veer much from his original plan, aside from a few surprises. For instance, he overlooked Equatorial Guinea, one of the world's most difficult countries to access. After 4 months of many failed attempts, Peterson finally acquired a visa. Even though land borders were closed at the time, he was able to cross thanks to a serendipitous encounter with a stranger who worked in Equatorial Guinea and offered him a ride.
So he got into the country, spent 24 hours there, and then escaped with his life.
He had backtracked nearly 7,500 miles through several countries to get to Pakistan before his visa expired. I mean, this is going to be a great book.
Well, I hope so. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by one of our oldest sponsors and have been with us forever, since the beginning, Four Winds Jewelry. We really like this place. They've had a change in ownership from Leonard to Rebecca and Henry, and they are just super people, too. It's a full-service jewelry store. They have the only watch repairman in the whole area works there. They have a super selection of jewelry. I've never gone wrong in shopping for Linda there. They are just outstanding people with a great selection of jewelry at fair prices. Locally owned, locally operated. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back, and I want to talk about what the chat room's talking about.
Too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Supervisor Kevin Cry will use scare tactics to try and prevent us from signing his recall petition. Cry claims you shouldn't sign because Newsom will appoint a Dem. Don't buy Cry's strategy of hiding behind Newsom to save his seat. This county will elect a fiscal conservative shortly after Cry is recalled for wasting millions by canceling voting machine contracts. Find out more. Go to recallkevincry.org. Paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300 a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Experience Mexican food at its finest at Ralaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading, featuring delicious breakfast burritos with your choice of sausage, ham, bacon, potatoes, steak, and machaca. Also, al pastor, a traditional Mexican dish filled with seasoned roast pork and toppings. They also offer fish tacos, shrimp tacos, vegetarian tacos, rolled supreme tacos, chicken or beef burritos, quesadillas, taco salads, carne asada, and more. Ralaberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street is open for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m., and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout. That's 530-605-0724. Ralaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Mendebach. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at NorCal Tractor and Equipment. All your Kubota needs, tractors, backhoes, skid steers, side-by-sides, they have it all. They have the small to the very large. You do it all. They do it local. That's right. Locally owned, locally operated. A young couple owned this company. They started in Reading and then built a new store, I should say it's a store, but a new, it's more than that, you know, the yards for it and all that, down in Anderson at 2540 Gateway Drive. You can reach them at 530-221-6800. The chat room's going at it saying, what's the Board of Supervisors done about it? And somebody else says, well, it's the sheriff's jail. But I can understand, yes, is the sheriff's in charge of the jail? The sheriff's in charge of recruiting. But is the Board of Supervisors throwing out some ideas? What are they doing? I mean, there's so much going on behind the scenes here. We're just not sure on it. But it comes down to money. Now, somebody said, you know, about my idea, which I thought was just brilliant, about bringing in a private company, said, oh, unions are going to fight that. I don't know. And here's my answer to that, and then we'll move on. You're not firing anybody from the jail. Those people would be, some of them would still be there. You know, maybe it's not takes over the whole jail. Maybe it's just you bring in 25 from, you know, a private company. So everybody could work there. Or you could bring in 30 and you can move 5 from the jail over into patrol. Because a lot of them go from being a correctional officer to being a patrol officer. So you have that option. You wouldn't have to turn anybody loose. Unions shouldn't fight it. And this can also be one of those things where this is only temporary. You have them there for 2 or 3 years until you've got the new jail, or 4 years until you get the new jail, you get new people. You know, there's no reason that you can't hire supplemental forces. We do it all the time. They do it at Shasta County right now. They've got contractors working for them. Cities, state, feds. Why not do that? I'll ask Chief Schuller is going to be here in like 5 minutes. Is that feasible? And he'll tell me that. I'm really glad that Chief Schuller is going to be here. You know, he announced his retirement, so we're just something to talk about. Our street.
Oh, boy.
Let me hear, tell you what happened. You know, of course, 2 years ago,
they thoroughly resurfaced
our road. It was perfect. You could play billiards on that street. We have lights so you can see the whole street. I mean, it was perfect. Then they came in, and the biggest sewer project that the city of Reading has ever done has taken off. They have had to replace all those old terracotta pipes with PVC, and I'm talking like an expert. It's because I talked to the guy in charge of the crews there. And Linda just looks at him and says he should be a model.
He's a gorgeous man.
He's really that whole crew out there, I don't know which company it is.
Yeah.
They are just a great bunch
nice
of guys.
Guy.
And then he is I think I mentioned
like a foreman.
He's the one that inspects and does all that. They broke one of our lights outside and then immediately went out and bought one and a perfect replacement, mm-hmm. exactly like the other one. And he had said, if we couldn't find it, we'd get you just a whole set. But this is the kind of people they are. Anyway, he tells me this, and maybe we've identified him here, but they're going up and tearing up streets that have just been resurfaced.
We don't understand
because,
that.
Yeah, I want to ask that question probably to Barry Tippin and let it roll downhill.
Because the information we received, and not to interrupt you, was that it is like that contract was a separate contract,
yeah.
and that was being finished, which was the pavement. And that, okay, so imagine, all right, so you finish the pavement, and then this
a week later,
coming in behind to rip up the freshly laid, whatever you want to call it.
Asphalt,
with ripping that job up to... It feels like such a waste.
It just seems like there's one hand's not talking to the other.
Right.
Or, you know, and, you know, they're, and it just, but, and, you know, oh, we had the contract out. Well, yeah, but, and I'm sure there's a thousand things. Well, we had it set because if they can't do it, then we don't know when they can do it. But here's the thing is, why would you just lay a street and then tear it up two weeks later?
Okay, the analogy would be you have a lawn. And you just paid people to come sod it. And you do this beautiful job laying sod. And a week later, knowingly, in the big picture, you're going to rip it up and go in and redo your pipes. I mean, it does, you know, like what you get to joy sod for a week. And then you redo it. So our streets are ripped up once again, which is okay because they replaced this. They actually moved the sewer line, according to this gentleman that's in charge of the crew there. They moved the sewer line. We live on Chestnut, so that's like, I don't know how many years old. It was, you know, the terracotta pipe, and now it's plastic. He said, that's going to be good until somebody, and this is where your bells need to go off, if somebody pours gasoline down the drain, which old school, people used to do that, just throw it in a hole, is that's going to erode the plastic pipes.
That could have an impact on it, which is why they have laws say you can't dump gas and caustic materials down in your source. Anyway, in the chat room, somebody said that never mind, I'm not even going to talk about it because it really doesn't have anything to do with what we're talking about. Anyway, okay, last thing is I want to apologize to Liam.
About?
From my heart. About the screwed up mess we've handed to you. I'm telling you what. Trump's had 40 indictments against him. 40! And Georgia hasn't even weighed in yet. And they're talking RICO, which is a racketeering charge because it happens in more than one state. You've got Joe Biden's who's been saying, I never talked about my son's businesses. And now they've changed it to, well, I wasn't involved in my son's businesses. The next one is... They've got, you know, is that they sold these things because of Joe Biden. He got on the phone. And then you have some of them say, oh, yeah, well, he talked about the weather. You know what? It would have been rude not to talk to him. I mean, I am thoroughly disgusted with the whole thing. And I want to apologize because even though I voted for Trump and I didn't vote for Biden, But the other things that are happening are all falling on you, and you've got at least 60 years to fix it. Okay?
I know.
Okay. So get hot. All right, we're going to take a break for the news, and Chief Bill Schuller will join us right after the news.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Biden's leading Republican challenger indicted again. Former President Trump due in federal court in D.C. tomorrow, facing four counts stemming from his questioning of the 2020 election. The Trump campaign says it's more 2024 election interference by Team Biden. Trump attorney John Lauro telling NBC's Today show his client has the protection of the First Amendment.
He had every right to comment on that and act politically. In a criminal case, what they would have to show is all of that speech was not entitled to First Amendment protection.
But we're not talking.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart says some leading Republicans are sounding off.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy tells the site formerly known as Twitter the indictment was an attempt to attack the frontrunner for the Republican nomination. Florida governor and presidential candidate Ron DeSantis tells Twitter he had yet to read the indictment. But Governor DeSantis also vowed to end the weaponization of the federal government.
Trump allies question how the former president can ever realistically expect to get a fair trial in a city like heavily Democrat Washington, D.C. One of the big ratings agencies downgrading the U.S. government's credit worthiness.
Fitch Ratings cites rising debt at the federal, state, and local levels, along with a steady deterioration in standards of governance over the past two decades. It notes worsening political polarization around spending and tax policy and repeated debt limit standoffs and last-minute resolutions. The Fitch Ratings cut takes the U.S. government down one notch from AAA, the highest possible, to AA+. Still well into investment grade.
And that's correspondent Ben Thomas. Been a struggle for Wall Street this morning. The market reacting to that downgrade of the U.S. government's credit rating. The Dow down 270 points. NASDAQ off 283. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The recent bank failures are serving as a warning about how fragile our banking system really is. As millions of Americans panic, do you know what central banks are doing? Well, they're actually buying up gold at record levels. They're relying on it as a safe haven during these difficult times. That's how confident they are in the dollar. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian author and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. We're all Americans who want to protect our family's savings no matter what. I tell people the best option is to diversify their 401k or IRA into physical gold or silver with the help of Birch Gold Group. To see how it works, just text the word FAITH to the number 989898 to get a free information kit on gold IRAs. Look, there's no strings attached. It's not going to hurt you to take action now. So take the first step today and educate yourself. Get your free info kit when you text FAITH to 989898 right now, and I pray you and your family are greatly blessed.
Crucial Ukrainian grain exports are in jeopardy following Russian drone strikes on port facilities in southern Ukraine. There are three ports operating along the Danube River.
The river is seen as an alternative route to the Black Sea for Ukrainian grain exports after Moscow pulled out of a UN-backed deal which allowed vessels through an agreed channel. River shipments can only scratch the surface of what Kyiv hopes to export and are more expensive logistically. Not just that, in the weeks since its withdrawal, Russia has targeted Ukrainian ports along the coastline it doesn't occupy. It's feared Kyiv's grain exports will shrink further, leading to a potential global food crisis.
The BBC's James Waterhouse. The U.S. military says an American soldier died when a truck hit his Stryker armored vehicle on a highway in southern Germany. The identity of the soldier has not been released pending notification of next of kin. News and analysis at townhall.com. Republican Senator Katie Britt of Alabama says she'll need several weeks to recover from an illness that's causing part of her face to go numb.
Doctors for Senator Britt say the sudden onset of numbness was likely brought on by the swelling of a facial nerve due to a post-viral infection. In a statement, the freshman senator writes, quote, "My condition is not life-threatening and recovery could take several weeks." Britt was first elected to the Senate last year. As a member of the Appropriations Committee, she'll play an important role in budget talks when senators return from their August recess following the Labor Day holiday. Bob Agner reporting.
Aided by rain, firefighters have made progress fighting a massive blaze that swept through the California desert into Nevada could threaten the region's famous Joshua trees. A brief heavy downpour yesterday helped keep the spread of the York fire to a minimum. Last word, it was 23% contained. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Today, the 2nd of August, 2023, 8:05 in the morning. Liam's at the helm. Do we have a national day today?
Unlimited 1.
No.
It is National Ice Cream Bar Day.
What?
National. Sorry. No, it's not an ice cream bar. It's an ice cream sandwich. Ice cream sandwich.
Whoa,
day.
Ice cream sandwiches. I saw somebody, it's well known, that said, "What's your secret weakness?" He says, "Ice cream sandwiches. I'll go out and buy 30 of them." I'll buy 30 of them. He says, "Yeah, I mean, I work out all the time, but I eat ice cream sandwiches all the time."
They have that fake ice cream in them, and they, like, really kill me. Like, make my stomach just knot up. But
ice cream does?
The fake ice cream in the ice cream sandwiches.
Oh.
Because it's like...
That's fake?
Yeah.
Don't tell me that.
Oh. Ice cream, you scream. We all scream for ice cream.
Okay.
I like that one. Whoever came up with that, I like. Okay. Looks like we're going to be... our temperatures are hot today. Skies, clear skies, sunny and hot, with a high around 97 overnight. Lows tonight, 64. Beautiful clear skies once again tomorrow, with our temperatures averaging around 95. Overnight lows of 65. Now, Friday and Saturday and Sunday, get ready, folks, for our triple digits. On Friday, we have 100 degrees with winds. Our winds are around 5 to 10 miles per hour, and clear skies on Friday night, 70 degrees. Saturday, 104, and Sunday, looking at with our highs around 108 as the week progresses. 106 on Monday and around 99 on Tuesday. So get ready for that very hot weekend coming up in the North State, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, where senior and veteran discounts are always welcome with the Kinney family, remaining a business for years and years and years. They do so much for our community. And get Shasta Gas Propane.
Hey, Liam, hop into the chat room.
Okay.
With us today is retiring Reading Police Chief Bill Shuler.
Good morning.
Did they tell you?
Did you retire first before
they put out the because that's what came out. That was the alert that they put a job they put out a job posting for your job.
Yeah. No, I'm still here. I'm still here until November 1st.
Why November 1st? Is that a special day?
November 1st puts me at 30 years of service. That is kind of the magic number for retirement in my business. Mm-hmm. And there's a tax benefit for retiring November 1st for putting some of my time banks into 2 years of deferred compensation. So I get some by doing that. So there's that benefit. But, yeah, that's November 1st.
Wow, so after 30 years of law enforcement, you know, when we think about, like, how you've reached the top of your ranks.
Yeah.
You've reached the pinnacle.
So,
someplace I actually never thought I would do.
Yeah. And so now, I know people are going to ask you that, and it's like where you find yourself after your body and your mind has been so committed to this line of work, and then to try to figure out what's in the next chapter.
Right.
And yeah. You do have hobbies. You do a lot of different things. But so do you ask yourself that now as you're inching close? Do you have any kind of like, do you get, I'm asking a personal question, but I mean, do you have anxiety? Do you feel not at all?
I don't have anxiety.
He's over here shaking. He's like, no, there's no.
When, like, just this morning, I mean, my phone is constantly going off.
He carries two cell phones with
24/7. Every day, every weekend, there's something always going on, and you're always connected to this business. Even when you're on vacation, you try and be disconnected, but you really can't be. So I am really looking forward to that disconnect, looking forward to being able to give full focus to my family and not always being distracted. Like, it drives my wife and my kids crazy because we're at dinner and my phone's going off, and I'm always, there's something going on all the time.
And you have to get up and leave the room and go in the other room.
Or you're just texting.
Yeah.
And, you know, we do a lot of text conversations. So, I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to getting my health back together, you know, really getting back and, you know, having the time to work out and
right.
be in shape and,
right.
And be very physically active.
Hone in.
Yeah.
You do know that when you retire, that phone's still going to go off at least for a couple months. It may probably.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
I might change my number.
Doesn't mean he has to take it, though. So that's
true.
Just
yeah, but
I'm available
but
for calls from 2 to 4, and that's
life,
it.
This man's life has been into the Reading Police Department in the city. He's not going to, if they need him, if they have questions, of course he's going to answer them, but over a period of time.
No, I hear what you're saying, though. Yeah. I really, you know, it's, you come to a, you know, you've given, you've reached, it's 30 years, that's a long time. And then it's a quality of like shining up a quality and, you know, putting time into your health. These are important. This is what, and for your family, this is, these are healthy feats.
Right. When you do this job at, any police job, you miss birthdays, you miss holidays, you miss all of these things, right? You're working great. You're working rotating shifts. You're doing all these different things. And so it kind of, when you get to this point where I'm at right now, you're like, okay, I need to make up for lost time. And I want to make up for all those missed holidays. I want to be there for my kids. Like, I'm thinking about things like planning a motorcycle trip down the coast to go visit my daughter at Cal Poly. You know, just being able to break away for a week and go do that and take a ride down the coast and go spend time with my parents up in Oregon. And just, there's so many things I want to do. My wife and I are planning on traveling after she retires and, you know, see the country, see Canada, Alaska, and then go to Europe and other places.
Oh, you've earned it.
Yeah. I mean,
Bill, it's been
a lot of work.
We're going to go to an early break because, and here's what I'm going to ask you. Changes in police work since the day you started. Also, your most proud achievement.
Okay.
That kind of thing. All right, and there could be more than one, but, of your time here. And even though, you know, he's leaving November 1st, so we may still have him on the first week anyway after he's retired. Then he can turn it loose. this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. In fact, I'm going down to see Judy Thursday. That's why I wrote it down right there to remind myself to go down and talk to Judy about, when you have birthdays, you know, before you have the birthday, a lot of times you need to look at your insurance plans. Because other things are opening and other things, that make it more inviting, can we say. And Judy is always on top of all of this. She's been doing this since 1993. She's got her office as two separate offices underneath one roof, insurance and financial management. You can give her a call anytime at 530-221-0441 for a second opinion on retirement plans, on your insurance, free reviews, and evaluations. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back with Reading Police Chief Bill Shuler.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Get ready to hit the dance floor and experience American country music band Sawyer Brown at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Thursday, September 14th. Sing along to some of your favorite hits like Some Girls Do, The Race Is On, and Thank God for You. Tickets for this event are just $50 plus fees and include $10 free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Must be 21 to attend this event. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
You know who started that again was your counterpart in the county, Mike Johnson. We played it once, and he was hooked. And so now
that doesn't surprise me.
It doesn't surprise you. Hey, yeah, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Well, in fact, I'm heading down there here very soon to get my haircut. And I haven't had a bad haircut there. The only place I've had my haircut since living in Redding. Never had a bad haircut. It's veteran-owned. It's locally owned. It's locally operated. They're just good people down there. They work by appointment, so it works on my schedule. You give them a call at 530-244-9478. And work out a time going down there and get your haircut. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold, right off of Athens Avenue. We're here with Chief Bill Schuler. And before we left last time, you've been in the business 30 years. How much of that was in Redding, by the way?
Every minute.
Every minute. So you are 30 years in the Redding Police Department, which is kind of rare.
Yeah, I was hired by Bob Blankenship as a very young policeman. At age 24 and worked my way up through the ranks, pretty much did everything at the department, except had a canine. I would have loved to have had that opportunity. Just didn't work out timing-wise. But other than that, I pretty much did it all.
Well, somebody said in here that you remind them of Blankenship, and who was a great police officer. And I did not.
That's an honor.
He was way before me, but yeah. I've always heard good things about him.
Bob was a very good leader in a lot of ways. He was a very much a big picture thinker. He made huge changes to legislative changes, getting the laws changed for domestic violence. He is the first, really the first guy that brought in community oriented policing to our city with our neighborhood police unit and mm-hmm. cleaning up the Parkview neighborhood and Lake Boulevard. And we've just continued to grow those things into other areas. But yeah, he was definitely the founder of those things here.
How things changed. And, you know, people would ask me that. You know, I was in the Marines a little bit longer than you were in the police department. And they asked me how things, you know, well, what are the changes there? Yeah. So what have you seen over the last 30 years?
It's funny. We talk about this a lot because when we were first hired, the old guys running around were always saying, oh, God, this job's changing. It's not going to be any fun anymore. And here we are, I'm 30 years later, and I'm saying the same thing. It's changed so much. But it really has. The laws that we've talked about, you and I have talked about this over and over again, the laws that have come out of Sacramento have changed this job dramatically. If you want to talk about, you know, AB 109 and Prop 47, Prop 57, like, we can talk about those to death. But those have really changed the way we do our business. I think we're also way more involved. Police departments are way more involved in things that they didn't used to be. Like, we are really involved in the homeless situation. And that never would have been a police function years ago. The training required for police officers now is far more than it was when I started. Not just the academy, but the ongoing training, the requirements that are out there. The background investigations are so significant on what we look at on a person's history before we hire them. Our size of our agency has grown, obviously. You know, we have some cool new innovative programs. We're dealing with mental health issues that we never would have gotten involved with years ago.
You become, in many ways, and I hate to use this term, but like a social agency out there when you're dealing with homeless, mental, and all of these, as opposed to, I mean, that has become a big part of your job.
Yeah, I mean, it used to be police work was really back in the 60s and 70s was you went to calls, you arrested bad guys, you put bad guys in jail. That was it. And you know, you wrote traffic tickets, you did things like that. We're not that anymore. Our guys are as many guys and girls are as much social workers as they are police officers anymore, because they're trying to address the root of problems, not just addressing the actual issue at the time, right? We're always trying to look for long-term solutions as much as possible. And that's a community-oriented policing thing. We're trying to look at these to try and solve it so we don't have to keep coming back over and over again. You can't always do that,
well, that
as a
makes
patrol
sense,
officer.
Though. Yeah, that makes sense.
Right.
Though. Yeah.
It does make sense, but it hasn't been always the way we've done things.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, you can't always do that as a patrol officer, especially if you're going from call to call. But you're able to, you know, you have an issue at a certain residence or whatever, then you can follow up with it later in a either as a project on your own or refer it out to other parts of our department to follow up with, or even code enforcement or our CERT team or our park rangers or any of those other specialty units can follow up on those things and try and come up with long-term solutions to problems. That's our job.
You've been here when the police department was just cut to the bone.
I was.
And you've been here and resided over the resurgence, where we now have more police officers than we ever have.
Right.
But then again, you know, population and all that kind of stuff. But still more than we've ever had.
Yeah, I was in 2008 when we had to lay off all of our community service officers. Pete Hansen was the chief then, and I was his administrative sergeant, and I watched what that did to him, having to do that. I mean, there's no fun laying off staff. And so we laid off 15 CSOs. We attritioned out all, you know, over 20 police officers.
With no replacements.
With no replacements. We had officers that we had hired from other agencies that went back to their old agencies to avoid being laid off. We had officers retire early so that they could slim down the department significantly. And it took us, 12 years to build that back up, more than 12 years, almost 14 years. And now we are the biggest we've ever been with 122 sworn officers.
Community service officers.
We have our community service officers are all built back up. In my almost 4 years as chief, we've hired 60 police officers. That's over half the department is brand new.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some really innovative programs with our, our community cleanup program, with our SWAT, our CERT team, with our bike team and our park rangers. We've got some cool things going on finally.
You know, I asked you some of the things you're the most proud of. I'm going to hold that to the end, okay, because I want to give you plenty of time to talk about it because many things have happened during your tenure here, but then during your time in a police department, but then during your time for 4 years, I know there's some things that have been achieved that have never been done before. So let's wait to the end for that.
All right.
You've recruited all these people. What would you tell, and I'm not trying to put a ding on Sheriff Johnson. I know how hard he's out there working, but you've recruited and kept. He's recruited and lost. Are you doing anything different than he is?
Well, we're also talking about a couple different
apples oranges here.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, corrections officers that he's still hiring deputies, and I think he's doing a good job at that.
Yeah,
but corrections officers is a whole different animal, and he's having a hard time retaining those corrections officers because the pay is not what I believe it should be at, and the workload is extremely high because they're so understaffed. And so when you hire somebody and they're forced to work hours and hours of overtime and they're not paid very well, they don't get to get out of a building with no windows or very few windows. That's a rough job. It's like Sand Mountain for him, and I feel for Mike in trying to fix that. But as far as our recruiting efforts.
A Sand Mountain. I love that.
Yeah.
I've heard that before. Yeah.
For our recruiting efforts, I had a very supportive city council. So they were able to provide us funding so we could provide a signing bonus for lateral officers of $40,000. And that made a huge difference. And it didn't necessarily – what it did was put us – when every agency in the state is hiring and you open up the trade magazine, which is PORAC or any of the others and you open it up and you see all the ads in the back for police officer positions. And then you see one there's 40 or 50 of them in there, right, that advertise. And then you see one that says, come to Reading Police Department, $40,000 signing bonus. That gives you the pause that we need, right? And so you look at these officers look at that $40,000 like, Reading, where's Reading? And then they, right, and then they start feeling us out. And if we can get them to call us and go on a ride-along, they're usually hooked. And they're hooked because we still do police work here. We have a very supportive community. A lot of these guys we hire come from agencies in the Bay Area, down south. And, we always joke, but they get a full hand wave here instead of a middle finger.
Right.
And those things are important. And I think they come up here and they realize after a ride-along, this is a great place to raise a family and a great place to be. And once we get them on that, they usually stay.
Once you can get them here.
Yeah. Yeah. That's usually what it takes. So the signing bonus.
And the 40,000 was because some of them would come under the new.
The 40,000
new retirement plan, or it helps them move.
It helps them move, right? It's significantly expensive to move. There's a lot of risk to that. They may have a house they have to sell. They have all of these things. So that 40,000 is a buffer. They don't get it all at once. They get half at the beginning. They get 10,000 after they complete their field training program, which for a lateral is somewhere between 10 and 16 weeks. And then they get the other 10 when they complete probation. So there's some milestones they have to work through.
They just don't get it all.
But again, it also is a cost savings because, as we've talked about in the past, to put somebody through the academy costs over $80,000,
uh-huh.
And that's just 6 months of it. And then they have to go through a 20-week field training program, and our success rate with recruits back when we first started this was less than 50%. So this has been a really good thing for us. And for the first time ever, we're fully staffed. We actually are so fully staffed that I have two officers in the academy right now to fill positions that won't come vacant until November, not mine, but two other officers that are retiring. And so we're actually ahead of the game, and that's a really good feeling.
You know, and I know that 40,000 made a big difference, but it's kind of like you said, though, once you get them here,
yeah,
and they see Reading, and they see the support they get, and the fact that there's so much to do around here, and
right.
we have good schools, and we have, you know, great medical facilities and all
right.
this.
And our department provides a lot of opportunity. We have a lot of, as we've talked about, a lot of programs. So you're not just, you know, pushing a patrol car your whole career. You can go into detectives. You can go on the bike team. You can go into, you know, into
park rangers.
Which what
I love
a great
that.
Job that one is.
Yeah. you can drive the boat up and down the river.
I went out on the river with those guys last week. What a joy that was. I was like, I think I need to start doing this, retire and be a park ranger. I mean, it was.
Now,
just,
these are sworn policemen, yeah. in case you didn't know yes. it. These are sworn police officers. They do have park ranger, but they have police on there someplace.
Yeah, they are. It says police park ranger, but yeah, they are regular police officers that, in fact, they're all seasoned police officers that tested for this specialty position. They get additional training, and then they do the park ranger job.
We got to take a break. They get additional training for the park mm-hmm. ranger thing?
Yep, they sure do.
I mean, I can understand driving the boat, but. Oh. Okay. Maybe we can touch on that a little bit. We got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. They just received two major awards over at Shasta Regional Medical Center relating to heart care. The American Heart Association, STEMI receiving bronze award, and they've been officially certified by the American College of Cardiologists as a chest pain center. And these just don't come easy. This is after months of work and having people observe how they do their job over there and all this. Another reason that Shasta Regional Medical Center can say healing starts here. We'll be right back. When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Goldleaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors of crepe myrtles, dwarf size, semi-dwarf, and full size to choose from. And right now they're on sale along with all roses and stuff. Looking for particular trees or shrubs? See if we can special order it for you. Goldleaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise, drought-tolerant shrubs and trees. Goldleaf Nursery is open Tuesday through Saturday. Come in and take advantage of our crepe myrtle and rose sale. Goldleaf Nursery is located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viber plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Linda and Carl Bach. We're here today on the 2nd of August. It's 8:34 in the morning. It's about, it's still 69 out there. It could be up to 70 now. How high? And it's going to get up to, it's only getting up to like 96
today.
Looks like
97 today. Overnight lows is 64, but we do have a triple digits coming up this weekend. So 100 on Friday. Friday's calling for 104, and Sunday 108.
Yeah, so we're back up again. This portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. You know, Quick and Clean Car Wash has been, the family has owned that corner, maybe even that half a block there, for about close to 100 years. They've been in the Chamber of Commerce for like 93 years. But Quick and Clean Car Wash is where we go, on the corner of Market and Eureka Way. Your car comes out great. They wash it before you go in. You know, they spray wash it, get all the heavy stuff off, go through the tunnel. You come out and your car or truck is sparkling. And then they're there at the end to wipe it off with a fluffy towel. Really good people down at Quick and Clean Car Wash. If you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. Buy 10 and get 3 free. Only at Quick and Clean. Our guest today is Reading Police Chief Bill Schuler, and we're kind of going back, and, you know, he's a homegrown police officer. He's been on the force for 30 years. He's retiring November 1st. We chit-chat about, you know, changes, and as we know, the laws that have changed have just made things different, turning everybody loose, and we can't figure out, of course, how you know, why there's so much crime in the streets, how San Francisco is, you know, has gone down the tubes. I just saw yesterday a store, you know, it's a family-owned store, lost $700,000 in shoplifting.
Yeah.
Just come in, and they just fill up backpacks and walk out.
It's an epidemic.
Wow.
And these stores are, a lot of these stores, you know, because of lawsuits, they're prohibited. They prohibit their staff from intervening, and so people just walk out, and it's happening in our own community too. And
I was going to say,
very unfortunate.
Years ago, Walmart had lost something like $3 million, and this was before the big epidemic.
Yep,
something like $3 million in shoplifting
in a year.
In a year, and so I just even hate to think about what it is now.
Yeah, we've had some discussions with Walmart. We have some plans in place that I don't want to talk about publicly to address some of this in the next few weeks, to try and help these businesses. But the bottom line is, when it's you can steal $949 worth of stuff and it's a misdemeanor, and you can steal $949 and then put it in your car and then go back in and steal $949 and put it in your car, and it's
they bought you with calculators.
And it's they know what they're stealing, and it's a misdemeanor, and nothing happens. If we book somebody on a misdemeanor right now, they don't spend more than 20 minutes in there. In fact, we don't put them in there because it's just a waste of our time. That law needs to change. We used to be able to charge people with burglary. So if we knew they were going into a business with the intent to steal. That was a specific intent crime. You could charge somebody with burglary, a felony. And, you know, there was some good punishment for that. That's just not the case anymore. Shoplifting is its own crime.
and burglary is no longer part of that.
Well, you stand there in a line at a store, and I have a gallon of almond milk for somebody in my family. And I'm standing there in line thinking, I'm watching people walk out. I know they're stealing stuff.
Right.
And you think about that, and you go, they wouldn't even say anything anymore.
Right.
And of course, that would be my time, is that you all decided to crack down on everybody, and I'd be arrested, my picture would be in the paper, got arrested for stealing almond milk. And the fact that people know that I drink almond milk is bad.
But there are people loading – I drink almond milk, too. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
There are people loading shopping carts up with stuff and pushing it out of fire exits of buildings with cars waiting outside and loading it up and driving off.
Right here in town.
Right here in town, all over the state. There are people that travel up and down the state into different areas and then do this and then drive out and go somewhere else, right? They're just
– They probably have a U-Haul it truck behind them that they just fill up with stuff.
And it's really, really sad. I just don't understand why this state we won't allow us to hold people accountable for that.
Because it first of all, it raises prices for everything.
Sure.
And then they have problems getting insurance, and you know the companies do, not the big companies, but the mom and pop organizations do. And we've come to that point where you wonder what's next.
Yeah, I know.
Wait, how does this happen? I mean, when did the slippery slide happen?
Well, I mean, it started with AB 109 when we started releasing all these prisoners back into the local jails. That was the start of it. But Prop 47 was the worst. Prop 47, when it decriminalized so many felonies, reduced them to misdemeanors or decriminalized things, like drugs, like shoplifting, all of these things, I think it really began that slippery slope, Prop 57, addressed even more serious crimes. Now we're closing prisons and let people out with electronic monitoring or nothing at all. And it's just crazy what the state is doing to the criminal justice system.
Well, we had Bill Masson on yesterday, who is a retired fire captain. He teaches that at Shasta College. He's truly an expert on things all fire and all that. And we talked about the fire crews. How the ones coming out of the prisons were really good. They taught them it taught them a job, and they can leave. He says the problem is they've released all those people that could be on the fire crews. Now,
right.
The ones you have left in there, are you don't want them out of the prison working
Correct.
Fire crews.
Right. All that's left in prisons now are serious sex offenders and murderers. Really, that's it. Everybody else is out. They're in the local system or just completely out.
And we wonder why the jail is constantly crowded.
That's the problem. The jail, being at 2/3 capacity, is full of people that normally, a lot of, I wouldn't say all, but a lot are would be in prison, or they're waiting pretrial. You know, they're being held pretrial, and so there's not room for these low-level offenders. So we have no way to hold those folks accountable.
Well, we chatted just for a couple minutes. My idea was to find a private corrections company that, you know, because there are prisons in the United States that are run by private
they
companies,
are.
Is to, you know, bring in a kind of a supplemental force
right.
To help out. And then as you hire people, you drop them off. But as people have said in here, that the unions would be fighting that. Nobody would be fired. It would just be a supplemental force. I mean, they're contractors.
Yeah, one, I don't know if it's legal in this state,
because
we know privately run prisons are not.
Right.
And so I don't know if the state would allow that to happen. That's definitely a Mike Johnson question. Managing a jail is its whole different animal. You have all these regulations to follow, and that's way outside my wheelhouse as a city police chief. But and I have no desire to run a city jail, I can tell you that. Because we've always thought about, well, maybe we build a city jail. It's just too much work, too much regulation. The cost is astronomical. So I don't know if that would work or not. That's a good question for Mike.
You know, next time I see him or talk to him, I'll do that. Just to see. I mean, we've got to look. Even if we had a brand new jail today that you could put 1,000 people in.
Yeah.
We couldn't staff it.
I think if we had a brand new jail, a modern jail that was built differently than this 1980s jail we have, that is run more efficiently and electronically.
Yeah. Cut back on a number of people.
You wouldn't need as many staff to run it.
Mm-hmm.
It would be a better environment to work out of, because you're not in a four-story building with barely any windows, and it's just a whole different environment. I mean,
if you haven't had a trip through the jail, and I have, you don't, and I still don't fully appreciate it, but I sure got a good appreciation of what they do in there and what it's like. And it's a tough job.
It is a very tough job. Yeah. And I just, my thought is, if you're a corrections officer, you get hired as a corrections officer, that's your job, right? You don't really have an avenue to escape that or to work yourself up into going out on the road like deputies used to, unless you retest and go through an academy and then go, you know.
Well, that's what they used to be, with sworn officers, as you said.
Right.
And then they could go to the jail for a couple of years and then go out on the road.
Right. When I started here, they were all deputies in the jail. And so, yeah, they would get hired. They would be in the jail for the first couple of years of their career. And then they would work themselves out into the field training program and be on the road and be a street deputy. And then some of the deputies that didn't promote wanted to go back into the jail in the latter half of their career. They could do that, too. So you had this mixture of new and seasoned deputies running the jail and supervisors, and they're more expensive for sure, but it works. And most jails in California run that way.
Okay. All right. We're here with retiring police chief. Not retired yet. He's got till 1 November. So
even KRCR posted a picture of me and said former or retired police chief. I had to call him. I'm like, I'm not retired yet. I'm still here.
We called it retired on active duty. And I got a feeling you're not going to be that way. And I have a feeling for a month afterwards, you're still getting phone calls.
No, I told everybody until the next guy's named and sworn in, I'm not taking my foot off the gas.
They put out this job posting, which is how it kind of came out. I mean, even though it was the worst kept secret in Reading.
Yeah.
I mean, when you hit 30 years, now you're working essentially for free.
Pretty much.
Yeah, and which is what Bazenko used to point out all the time. He was losing money for every month he was there as the sheriff.
Yeah.
But we've got just some great officers in the department. I would hope that, you know, you get that they would be taking a look at that.
Yeah, no, one of the things that we've been very committed to is that that succession planning and making sure that we have staff in the right places, learning the jobs of to be in those leadership roles. And I have an outstanding leadership team of captains and lieutenants. We've got a lot of brand new, really good sergeants and corporals working their way through the ranks. I have no issue walking out the door knowing that place is going to run just fine without me.
Well, and that's the thing. Yep. And we got to take a break here. We're here with Reading Police Chief Bill Schuler. I know. Yeah. I'm sorry. I just kind of, you know, yeah. Bill Schuler. And I get to make a mistake, Linda, and then, okay? Once every 10 years. And this, of course, is I'm 1,000 years ahead this week on making mistakes. Anyway, 8:46 in the morning, about 70 degrees. We'll be right back.
The top priority of our elected officials should be addressing crime and homelessness in our county. Instead, Supervisor Kevin Cry has prioritized canceling voting machines, thus costing our county millions and millions of taxpayer dollars. We are stunned. This is why we recall Cry. Shasta County District 1, let's take our county back. As early as March, we elect a fiscal conservative that prioritizes our family's safety. Go to recallkevincry.org, paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Experience Mexican food at its finest at Ralaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Redding, featuring delicious breakfast burritos with your choice of sausage, ham, bacon, potatoes, steak, and machaca. Also, al pastor, a traditional Mexican dish filled with seasoned roast pork and toppings. They also offer fish tacos, shrimp tacos, vegetarian tacos, rolled supreme tacos, chicken or beef burritos, quesadillas, taco salads, carne asada, and more. Ralaberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street is open for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m., and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout. That's 530-605-0724. Ralaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Redding.
Welcome back to this last segment of our Wednesday edition here at KCNR. How are you this morning? Looks like we're going to have about 97 degrees. Carl's over there doing the
happy dance.
Whatever you want to call that.
I call
dance.
It my happy dance.
All right, there
I
we go.
I didn't know Carl had those kind of moves.
Does it hurt? Does it hurt your eyes?
My combat buddy said, I was dancing one time out on the, when we were out.
The dogs are howling.
He says, if you do that again, I'll shoot you. And I'm armed. And I went. So I've sent him, since then, it's been years, I send him videos of me happy dancing. And
okay.
He says, I'm going to drive out there and shoot you. Okay. Anyway, we're here with Redding Police Chief Bill Schuller. The announcement has been made. It's no secret. He's going to be leaving us on 1 November. He started his career, and this is kind of unusual, in the Redding Police Department and been here 30 years. Now, things have happened. We talked about the changes. Of course, the changes in the laws have had a huge impact where police have always been at some level working kind of as a social worker, but at much lower levels now it's much more. But during your time here, and you know, as chief over the last 4 years, a lot of things have happened. Is there something that you're really kind of like, yeah?
Yeah, there's a lot of things. I'm proud of a lot of the work, and I say we did because it takes a village to accomplish what I think we've accomplished in 4 years. But I talked about hiring 60 police officers and being fully staffed and some innovative programs. The CERT team is, I think, probably one of the coolest things that we've done. And it started out as an idea, you know, off of a show I watched on HBO about San Antonio's mental health unit police department, and taking that idea to a different level and adding a mental health clinician partnering up with my staff. But the cool thing about it is I gave the first two people on that team, which were Teddy Snyder and Devin Kettle, and our mental health clinician, Nikki, and I gave them an idea, but they took it to a level I never expected it. So they've dabbled in areas, you know, initially they were to respond and deal with mental health issues, people suffering from extreme mental health that were suicidal that may be armed, get them advanced training in negotiations and all of these things and mental health training. But then they started doing an outreach component and dealing with the folks suffering from mental health, drug addiction, alcohol addiction, and homelessness in our community. at a level I never anticipated would happen. And I think they just take a lot of pride in their work, and they want to do more and more and more for our community. Develop these partnerships with, like, Christine Cage and No Boundaries, and then the city buying hotel rooms in that program, and being able to put folks that are going through homelessness and drug addiction, alcohol addiction, and getting them into those programs, and so they can get clean and become productive members of our society. I never thought CERT would go there, but they did that. And now we've got, you know, two full-time teams. We're waiting for our second clinician from Health and Human Services. I anticipate that'll happen here shortly. And they're doing great work in our community, getting a lot of people in housing. We don't have, you know, 100% success rate. You're never going to have that. But we do have a lot of folks that were chronically homeless or chronically mentally ill that have been have recovered because of the work they have done. For example, we've had people call we had a gal that lived in an apartment on the east side of town, and she called 911 several times a day. And, you know, she had bugs in her house, she had, you know, things crawling on her walls, the FBI was in, you know, in her house, all of these things, right? You have all these things going on. They were able to work out getting her into a long-term treatment. The issue is she had animals, and so how do we deal with her animals while she's gone? So they're able to take the time to work with Haven Humane, get her animals housed at no cost so that she can go through treatment, and then no longer do we get calls for service for her anymore, and now she's back to, you know, living normally. So those are the kind of things that they can do because they have the time and the resources to do it, and having mental health embedded in their car with them and all those resources makes a huge deal.
The original idea, of course, was two officers in civilian clothes, yep, and to be able to de-escalate things.
Right. Correct.
And most of your officers, I would imagine, know who the problem children are by first name, and they also know the officers.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
So having a mental health professional has worked out. So that's absolutely been a huge thing.
Yeah, our officers will count them on the street, and they'll, if CERT's available, and now they're working 6 days a week, they'll have them come over and take over and try and resolve those issues. We had a council meeting a few weeks ago, and we had a gal show up who was half naked and obviously going through some either mental health crisis or drug overdose, or she was high or both. And they were able to come over there and grab her and get her into some sort of recovery. So that's the advantage of having them around instead of just throwing people in handcuffs and taking them to jail.
I was
actually do some other things.
I was leaving Final Draft, and there was like a naked lady wandering around, and I saw a CERT team pull up and do like a really, really good job. So,
yeah, they carry around Gatorade in the back of their truck in a cooler, and you'd be surprised with offering a Gatorade to somebody that's going in crisis or something or homelessness or whatever, and giving them a Gatorade and just bridging that gap.
Yeah,
you know what that'll do. So,
well,
pretty proud of that.
You're reaching out to them.
Yeah.
One of the things, we've got just a few minutes left, I think the CERT team is one of them. I think hiring all the officers is another huge thing.
Our Park Ranger program.
Your Park Ranger program. The IT, transitioning as easy as you did, and that comes from leadership, into the body cameras.
Yeah.
And how that's working. And when, that's full-time now, right?
They're here. They were delivered this week. They're sitting in downstairs in boxes. And then my lieutenant that's managing that program will be back from vacation next week, and I expect to have them deployed by the end of next week.
Oh, okay. So when I walk up to an officer, I can wave?
Yeah.
With all my fingers. Let me say this, Chief. We got a couple minutes left. The epitome of a leader is being able to leave their unit, and it functions just as well without them because you've trained your people. They're looking for somebody, of course, to be the next chief. I hope and pray that they really, really look close at our people.
Yeah, no, I'll be involved in that process, at least in an advisory role, and we have great staff. I know at least one of my captains is putting in for that position, and so we'll see how it goes. But testing will be towards the end of this month, and then I think Barry will probably make a decision sometime in September with the idea that there'll be a little bit of overlap between me and the next guy sometime in October for just a couple weeks.
It would help because I know the quality. We've had them on the show. I've seen them out in town and all this.
Yeah.
I hope that we can keep this Definitely. Internal. And again, the epitome of good leadership, great leadership, is you can leave and they don't miss a beat.
Yep.
So, and I think that's what you've been working for.
I agree. It's not concerned at all. They'll be able to do it just fine.
Last thoughts. I mean, we want to have you on again.
Yeah, I'll be on
of course.
Again. We're doing another launch in September, a program called Spider Tech. Spider Tech is kind of a customer service program. So when you call, if you call the business line because your car got broken into or your house got burglarized or whatever, once you call that in, you'll get a text message if you provide your cell phone, and it'll say, "We've received your call. Here's your case number. Officer blah 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 will be assigned." And then they get a second text when they're dispatched. So you know that there actually is somebody going to take care of your call.
Oh, that's great.
And then you get updates if you know their officers are delayed or something like that. And then you get a final text at the end when it's all over, saying, "Here's your final case number. Who's the officer that handled it? Any information that you might need for follow up for insurance or
things. They need the case number for your insurance right away. So
and then
you're giving that right away.
A link to a survey, and you can go to that survey and let our staff know how the officer, the community service officer, did on that call. It won't be for every call. Obviously, we don't want send out text messages when someone's secretly calling 911 who's in a domestic violence incident, but. A lot of calls for service will have this service part of that. So we're launching that in September, along with the Anderson Police Department and the Sheriff's Office, and we'll be doing it as well. We're all doing it together. So it'll be a nice little addition for some customer service in our.
Yeah, it makes people realize.